Although the situation is calm in Chinoy and the surrounding towns following skirmishes between war veterans and the police in Harare last week, most people who spoke to Studio 7 today said they feared that there could be some civil strife in Zimbabwe if the fighting between ZANU-PF is not properly managed. They said they are worried about President Mugabe's move to reprimand War Veteran Minister Christopher Mutangwa, who organized an ill-fated meeting of former freedom fighters in Harare, which was crushed by anti-riot police and a recent outburst by First Lady Grace Mugabe. Mrs. Mugabe attacked Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa for allegedly attempting to topple her husband in a succession battle that is pitting her alleged faction known as Generation 40 and the Chimula Coast said to be backing Mnangagwa. Kenya Zamindo Chonohona identity suburb said it is likely that ZANU-PF functionalism is triggering discord in the Zimbabwe National Army, which was accused by Mr. Mugabe at a recent ZANU-PF National People's Conference in Victoria Falls of engaging in the party succession battles.
I think the chances of a civil war, they are getting higher and higher almost every day, because we've got the army. That seems like is on Mnangagwa's side. And then we've got the First Lady, seems as if she's also on her side. And also it seems as if the treatment that Mnangagwa is getting from the First Lady or even the President himself, some of the top army officials might not be happy with the treatment maybe which they're so-called faction leader is receiving from the First Lady or the President. So because of that, it could actually trickle down to the soldiers themselves or even to the lowest army officers, which that might that can actually trigger some kind of a mutiny or some kind of a civil war. I think the chances are quite high.
Sandwich resident Timothy Ferilana concurred, stating that the functionalism indicates that there are deep-rooted divisions in both the Zimbabwe Liberation War Veterans Association and the National Army over the person who is expected to succeed the president. Ferilana said such a situation is dangerous as Zimbabwe may end up degenerating into a civil war if the functionalism is not properly managed by Mr. Mugabe and other senior ZANU-PF officials.
Yeah, I see. The soldiers, they can rebel against the government. Since the war veteran, they've got the army background as well. Since they are, they have the background, the war background. So with the current crop of soldiers that we have in the army, the Zimbabwe National Army, they are also war veterans. Especially the commander, like Chiwenga. He says it's linked again to the Mnangagwa faction, of which the whole veterans, Mnangagwa, the chairman for the whole veteran, Mutangwa, even Chiwenga, they are all together. From the beginning, they were together. I see they are now being elbowed out because of the first lady. We have just come to jump in the ship, which is already toward the harbor. If they unite, I see them, they are going to retaliate toward the government, of which Grace Mugabe is not in government, but she's taking advantage of the husband to try to use the state funds to attack the war veterans.
Janice Kagonye, publisher of a community newspaper, The Mirror, said some individuals within ZANU-PF and the army will decide stepping each other in the succession battles, but the majority of people in the country will continue with their struggle for survival. Kagone said it is impossible for Zimbabwe to be drawn into a fully-fledged civil war because of their high level of literacy.
I'm seeing the ordinary person just watching, because at the moment the ordinary person is suffering economically, and most of these people are putting all their resources to find bread and butter to feed their families. But I think the war fiasco will be centered on those who are struggling, trying to wrestle power from each other within the two factions. So the elimination will be within those in the top echelons of ZANU-PF. That's where we are going to see some bloodsheds being exchanged. Yes, I do concur with with the ordinary person on the ground, because the illiteracy which is among us, it's more, because most of the people are now more concerned about their family's future.
Local Venda Clement Kagarika noted that the majority of Zimbabweans generally fear any form of violence, and therefore it is unlikely that they can be pushed to the extent of rising up against the current top political leadership of the country. Kagarika cited the crushing of the war veterans meeting by the police as a sure sign that the state is geared to deal with any form of rebellion.
I doubt that very much. With the fear that has gripped Zimbabweans, there is no such thing. No one will go to war. Why going to war today? They won't even try to trigger civil war, because we have seen worse situations than this, of which the war veterans were just beaten and they ran. Why didn't they fought back? So I don't see any possibilities of a civil war in Zimbabwe.
Despite the current calm political environment in the country, some people believe that President Mugabe is no longer in control of his party, a situation that may trigger serious internal party conflicts that are likely to affect millions of Zimbabweans currently struggling to make ends meet. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Zaka Chigoriwa.